Which we're coming up to see you coming up on Friday night. And what about this Gearing Bulldog team? We saw you a couple of times last year. I think it's safe to say, Coach, this is the first of the two meetings here in like a 2 to 3 week span, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, same thing as last year. We met up there, and then right away turned around and came and met him at Scott's Bluff again. So I'm sure it'll be similar. I mean, we're still looking at PowerPoints and stuff, whether, you know, we'll end up playing them in districts or not. But I think it just kind of depends on where us and Alliance are seated.
I know you lost a couple of your key guys, your seniors last year. They were seniors last year, scored well for you. Remember them well, but you've had some other guys step up. I remember the Bruner kid last year scored for you. Have you had some injuries that kind of affect your team this year?
Yeah, he ended up tearing his ACL. I can't remember. It was late last season at Mitchell, and then took him out for a while, got surgery, and we thought maybe to have him back this year, but came back and he just wasn't the same and re-aggravated his ACL, so he has to go get that looked at again and might have surgery again. So he's just been out all year. We haven't really had him. Then we had another big man that hurt his knee, his MCL, so he was out and just kind of battling with that. We're a little undersized with our bigs, but we're still trying to battle and make it tough.
Got a couple of underclassmen kind of leading the scoring wise. Rylan Ray, a young sophomore, he's got a bright future. It sounds like it's been scoring well for you.
Yeah, Rylan's been great for us. Him and Max, two sophomores, have been playing a lot of minutes. They're both coming along pretty well. Rylan started playing at the end of the season last year and getting some minutes. So they're both, you know, finding their role and starting to find their game a little bit, both offensively and defensively. So it's been good for them.
Is that a sophomore class that you're kind of been looking at? Does it have, you know, those two and maybe a few others that their future looks bright for you?
Yeah, for sure. There's probably four or five of them that put in a lot of time in the gym over the summer. And love basketball. There's a couple more that, you know, play JV and they play a lot of minutes there, so they're getting some good experience. So yeah, it's class that's always loved basketball and they want to put in the work and get better.
Tougher than nails schedule as always, Coach. I know you had to make the road trip to Crete and Bennington to face a couple of Eastern teams, and I know that while the games didn't come out on your side, I'm sure learned a lot about your team against those two good teams in the road, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. It was good for us to go down that way, especially, you know, for the kids to see it, the parents to see it, and kind of see what basketball is like on the eastern side of the state and how much work they put in, how strong they are, and athletic, and all those things that, you know, we want to get our programs to. So I think it was good for us to go down there. We did get, you know, smacked around a little bit, but it was good for the guys, and we came back and bounced back with two wins after that. So it was good for them to see that.
I know you had the Sydney Chiefs County weekend recently. You know, a tough one at Sydney against. We know how good the Red Raiders are, but you came back the next night at home, and you know, Chase County, Coach Bartles has got some talent. He's got some kids over there can play. That was a nice win for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we went into Sydney, you know, trying out some different things defensively to try to stop their big man. It was pretty good, and they're all strong and physical and athletic and can finish. So we, you know, tried to pack the paint a little bit, and they hit some good shots, some tough shots, and then. You know, just coming back the next night against Chase County, we went back man and just focused on defending really hard and flying around and being aggressive. And the guys, you know, responded well to that and came out and defended pretty well. So it was good for us.
Four big games, Coach, to end the regular season. You would like to some good momentum with McCook, North Platte, and wow, next week with Ogallala and Scott's Bluff to wrap things up. But boy, a couple of W's would really help going into the postseason, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We were just talking about that last night after practice, how, you know, there's not an easy game left. Each team is going to bring their all, and they're going to be good and attack us. So we got to focus on us these last couple weeks of practice and you know, demand the standard and just go after it every day.
What about the Bison, Coach? Again, we had two battles last year, fun to watch. What about this matchup with the Bison coming to your place on Friday?
They're going to be tough. They're going to be physical. Just watching film on them, they like to score at the basket and multiple guys that can post up. So it's just something that, you know, we've been battling all year and got to take a step forward in, which we have, you know, in each game. But just that level of toughness and physicality that we got to match.